and no idea what they were sponsoring.
She's got hits nobody else would know. Hits nobody ever sees. We've got hits from Heloise. Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The theme song a Dan Paul creation, I assume?
No. And, man, the dude is going to hate me because he's probably listening. But it was a P1, and he loved Hint so much that he made that theme song.
Awesome.
And I apologize. I don't remember your name.
He'll tweet it to us, and it's an awesome song. Very well done, dude.
Yes. All right. Hints is a column to help you with your life. It is syndicated nationwide. Its origins are right here in the great state of Texas in San Antonio. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know that, no.
That's where Heloise lives, or whatever her name is. She's Heloise's daughter.
Mm.
But it's a column to help you with your life, and it is ripped and read today off the internet, usually out of the Dallas Morning News, but I unfortunately cannot offer you the opportunity to follow along with your newspaper because it's not published on Fridays. I think it's just published on Saturdays.
So are what you about to read a preview of what people will see in the paper tomorrow?
You know, I don't know. It's weird because I think on the final orphanage show that we ever did, we did it from the Ticket Hovel downstairs. Mm-hmm. And we invited P1s to come out and party with us. And Cirque du Soleil got us a cake
with
two boxcars crashing together and the orphanage popping out of a hobo's butt. And so rather than, everybody getting together and snaking the belt and ending it because the show was ending, we came in and had a party.
Sure, I like that.
And had a couple of people bring hints and got hints from the Morning News, also got hints from the Star Telegram. Same day,
different
hints.
Wow.
So I have no idea how the syndication of hints works, but I did find some. I've got some to read from. Let's see, what paper is this from?
Have you ever checked out her website?
Yeah, I don't want to traffic her website. I don't want to give her hits on her dumb website.
Not bad for an older woman, even though she's dead now.
Well, it's her daughter. It's not the dead one. But I am reading hints to you from the Amarillo Globe News.
Mm.
And also, what is this? The Hutchinson News. Not sure where that is, but it's just what I was able to find. And we will begin with the Hutchinson News. The first hint is from twin sisters in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Twins.
I like that.
Dear Heloise, I was baking cookies the other day and ran out of parchment paper. I was going to use wax paper, but my sister said I should not, as it's not the same. I didn't, but I want to know, if you substitute wax paper for parchment paper when baking cookies, will it work? She writes,
thank God there's finally an answer.
Dear twins, no, says Heloise. You shouldn't use wax paper in place of parchment paper when baking cookies or anything where the paper itself is exposed directly to heat. If you do, the paper can get way too hot and it can burn up. Wax paper is made from paraffin wax and is made to be completely covered by food, such as when baking a cake or a pumpkin bread loaf. Parchment paper is coated with silicone and is made for oven use where it might not be completely covered, such as baking cookies. Did you know that?
I did know not to use. In fact, I don't think I would have ever put wax paper under a cake or anything. I wouldn't put wax paper.
What do you use wax paper for? I mean, what does anyone use wax paper for?
I mean, sometimes you cover things with it in the refrigerator.
But you can use aluminum foil or saran wrap.
Yeah, we don't use wax paper for much, but I never would have thought you could put it in the dadgum oven.
Can you wrap sandwiches in wax paper?
They used to.
Yeah. like an old school deli.
Yeah.
I think I did at one time or another. I was reheating some Mexican food in the oven.
Yes, sir.
And I put it on wax paper, and I put it in the oven and put it on like 200 degrees just to do a nice easy warm on it. And then I passed out, and I woke up in the morning, and the wax paper and everything on it was shriveled up into a black crisp.
A wet ball.
Fortunately, I didn't burn the house down because the heat was low enough.
I will use that parchment paper to reheat pizza.
There you go.
Because it'll give you a slightly crispier bottom.
Bottom.
The pizza.
Bottom.
That's what I use that parchment paper for.
I would love to get some pizza. Who wants to go get pizza? Let's have a pizza party for
pizza party
to celebrate doing a full week of broadcasting.
I like pizza.
I do too.
Dear Heloise writes a reader via email, when I travel, I take my own pillow for comfort. I have a very colorful print pillowcase to put it in, so it doesn't blend in with the hotel's pillows. It's easy to see and hard to leave. Heloise writes, this is one of my favorite travel hints. If David and I, so I guess her husband's name is David.
What's up?
Congratulations. If David and I are on a road trip, I do like to take my own pillow too. If flying, I have two of my faux silk purple king-size pillowcases in my luggage. It may sound silly to some, but I love them. For the ladies, you won't wake up with crinkles on your face when you sleep in one of these. Can't miss the purple pillow on the bed when it's checkout time.
Purple? You can still forget it.
I mean,
Dan takes a comforter and blanket and everything when he goes.
Who does?
Dan McDowell.
Dan's weird, though.
He's got a separate suitcase that all it is bedding.
Wow.
And he takes that with
him. So he has to pay extra for that extra suitcase nowadays. Yeah.
But I think he has to pay for it no matter what. I mean, he gets his own room, and he puts a do not disturb on his room the entire time he's there. He only gets, like, fresh towels.
He's a germaphobe. I mean, he offended me the first time he came in and sprayed the Lysol the second I stood up from the microphone. I was filling in for Norm, and I stand up, and, boy, he starts spraying that Lysol, and he kind of sees my reaction. He's like, I'm sorry, Rad, it's not you, man. It's just I do this for everybody.
He makes me switch out headsets whenever we go to camp and stuff. He'll sit down in the seat, and he's like, who's used this? I'm like, nobody's used it yet today, and he'll still have me switch headsets out.
Yeah, but even if no one's used it today, somebody's used it sometime.
Yeah, most likely it was him the day before, and I'm just cycling through his headsets.
You know, it's kind of the bit at hotels now to not even have the bedspread anymore.
Right.
That they just have like a comforter or a duvet that's wrapped in sheets.
Right.
That it's kind of got a sheet on the bottom and a sheet on the top.
Yep.
So they don't have to wash that, but you're not touching it.
That's exactly right.
If you ever walk into a hotel room that has the old school bedspread or comforter,
pull out your black light.
Rip it off, wad it up, and throw it in the corner immediately. Because, yeah, if you take a black light to that thing,
you're not going to like what you see.
No. It's going to look like you just sneezed all over your steering wheel.
Yeah, it really is. But I wouldn't advise bringing your own pillows because you're going to forget them.
Yeah, you are going to forget them.
I don't care if they're colorful. I don't care if they're purple. You're going to forget them.
And you're going to look like a freak.
Yeah.
Purple.
Mary T. in Florida writes, Dear Heloise, I've been a fan for eons. I read you in the Village's Daily Sun. Great. Your column featured someone who had white lint streaks on her clothes. A washer salesman educated me once, and he saved me lots of money, time, and aggravation. What's showing up as lint could be detergent that hasn't been rinsed out of the clothing. You only need enough soap to make the water feel slippery. Thanks for all the good information I've gleaned through the years. Yay. Heloise writes, Dear Mary, thanks for writing. Yes, too much powdered detergent can sometimes look like lint. Most important is not overstuffing the washer or dryer. The clothes need to move around for the rinse cycle. Who uses powdered detergent anymore?
I was just about to say, you know what I'd love to see Heloise do? I'd love to see her write, Dear Mary, have you ever heard of the detergent pods, you idiot? Stop with the powder
Or just
already.
Liquid detergent.
But those pods...
I guess if you're poor, you still buy the giant box of store brand fake Tide with the, you know, that has the little tab you unzip the cardboard box.
Yeah.
And it has the little scoop in it.
Wow. I haven't seen one of those in years. I'm a big fan of the pods. Every once in a while, I'll throw two pods in there.
If you are still using powdered detergent, you may as well just snake the belt.
Yeah.
If you can't afford liquid detergent or pods,
end it.
A couple more here. These are great. Dear Heloise, almost everyone has ceiling fans. I couldn't remember which chain operated the fan and which operated the light. I took the plastic tab that comes on the bread bag and snapped it onto the fan chain. Bingo! Now I know which chain is for the fan! That's from Dick Adams in Bakersfield, California. Heloise writes, Dear Dick, clever idea and one that will save many hours of frustration.
Dear Dick, you're an idiot.
Which one starts the dang fan?
Look,
I've been sitting here for hours.
Yeah. Dear Dick, if the light comes on, that's not the one that operates the fan.
And usually isn't the one in the middle directly under the light the one for the light?
Yes. Sometimes there are configurations where they're each on the side. If you follow the chain to the top, though, if you can look up and see which the chain, you can tell where the chain's going.
They're usually two different lengths, too, so they
right.
easily distinguish.
You don't need to put a plastic tab from a bread bag.
Oh, I bet
like
that,
people walk into your house. Why?
Nice.
Why is there trash hanging from your ceiling fan?
It's just so I know which one turns the fan on, I guess.
How about if you really have a problem with this, just get some of your fingernail polish from your wife and put that on the tab that does the light.
Yes.
And leave the other one.
Make one purple and one not purple.
Yes, so it doesn't look so trashy.
That's what we do in there.
Yeah, except one is now orange and not orange. But orange is still purple.
Yes. Orange and not purple.
Yeah, see here?
No.
This is purple.
Oh, that's purple?
What color is the tape?
It's orange.
Makes no sense.
Purple?
I don't know where not
purple
is. Is
that the one you got plugged in?
I don't, no, I'm not. I don't. I'm not plugged in because Mino's doing returns.
I see.
Which I'm sure you like because it's something else for you to entertain yourself with during this dumb show,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, it keeps me awake.
See, teamwork.
Yeah,
we're all working together to get through this week.
Yeah, thanks for the backhanded compliment. Keeps me awake.
By the way, if you can't afford a ceiling fan that is wired to a switch on your wall, go ahead and snake the belt.
Move out of the trailer.
And finally, a reader in Massachusetts writes, I guess they were so embarrassed by this hint, which isn't even a hint, that they submitted it anonymously.
Ah.
Dear Heloise, when I'm alone in my home, I sometimes talk out loud to myself. It helps me focus on what I'm doing. I remind myself to step over the edge of the throw rug, water the plants, and take out the trash.
What did Heloise say to that? Please.
Nothing.
Tell me.
She didn't respond. She just printed it.
Dear Anonymous, you're an idiot.
How is that a hint? Like, a reader in Massachusetts is thinking that we're going to read this and we're going to say, that is a great idea. I'm going to start narrating my entire life.
Right.
Gang, 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 gang,
gang, gang, gang, gang, gang. Don't forget to step over the edge of the throw rug. Gang, 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 gang. Time to take out the trash. Gang, 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 gang. I mean, I make mental notes. I think about the order I'm going to do things. And maybe that's just my OCD. But I'll say, okay, I got to do, you know, I got to take out the trash, then I got to feed the dog, and
you
then
don't
after
say
that,
it, you just
yeah,
think
I'm
it.
I'm making a mental checklist.
Right.
I'm visualizing the order that I'm going to do things, but I don't have to say it out loud.
No,
this is just a crazy person.
It really is. There's no doubt.
I mean, do you ever talk to yourself?
Never.
You never say anything out loud when you're alone.
I'm really trying to think. I don't think I ever do. You know, and I'll get, you know, I go on the road with the Rangers in the morning before we hook up to the, you know, go to lunch together or to go to the ballpark. You know, several hours in there, and I'll not say a word. Or when, you know, the kids are in school, I'm home, work nights, wife's not there, I'll go hours without saying anything. I never talk to myself.
You never, like, cuss yourself when you forget to do something? Like, you're about to do something, and you, like, realize, oh, crap, I forgot that back there. And
no,
you'll drop
the only
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably the only thing I ever say to myself. Well, sometimes I look in the mirror and I say, I hate you. Mm. But then the other thing that I say is MF-er. I say that all the time.
About?
Just whatever.
Whatever. The only time my life. Make noise is if I stub my toe, which I do way too often. I break that baby
Because
toe.
You don't remind yourself to step over the edge of the throw rug.
It's actually the gate that keeps the dogs from going into the nice part of the house. We have a baby gate up.
You have
still,
a segregated
though,
household?
Yeah, my kids are 17 and 20, and we've got a baby gate. And every time I step over it, I slam my daggum toe into something and break it again. And then I moan or groan or curse. I'll drop an F-bomb on you there.
You cuss way more than I ever thought you would.
Not on radio.
No, but yeah.
You're
just
like a sailor.
In real life.
Meeting.
Do I really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for those of you listening at home, you think, oh,
just like that, motherfucker.
that John Ratigan is such a nice young man. He's so clean cut, and he does such a great job on television. He's
right.
So smooth and professional.
That's right.
Secret, he cusses like a madman.
If I had a nickel for every time he dropped the F-bomb in the press box at the ballpark.
Yeah, that's it. Behind closed doors, you just never know.